The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Oh boy, someone's got some good cough. Wow. Why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things?
Ooh, oh.
If you can.
Yeah. Where are you, Betty?
Betty, where'd you go, Betty?
What's better than Chip Skipper?
That is not Betty. That is Chip Skipper and a biscuit.
I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you. Smooches.
Ugh. You never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey everyone, this is Anthony in Studio A of Tampa Live.
And hey everybody, it's Joe with a very loud air conditioning heating system in Studio B in Chicagoland. By the way, our chat room is open at www.shyampa.info, and our phone lines are ready for you too. Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 155 of the Joe and Anthony Show, not your grandma's kitties, for Monday, November 19th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit IncomeProtect.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a cheeky segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Ooh. Ooh, my. That was...
Hey, folks.
That one pegged the meters a little bit. We had to reset the meters on that one. You gave us some pegging-ish there.
Yeah. So, we're just going to make some random, real quick changes to the script.
Ooh, we have random quick changes to the script. My day has been all right. Oh, was Betty? Betty was supposed to say something, wasn't she?
She sure was, but I don't have that on this particular production module, so we're just
the lost cards. No, my day was pretty good. I spent most of my day doing, you know, inspections on hardware and kind of checking things and you know, kind of routine maintenance type of stuff. Nothing blew up today, so that's always good thing. Yeah, that's always a good thing. So, today wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It had its ups, it had its downs, it had its sideways. But at the end of the day, it was a beautiful day out today. The humidity was low. The sun was out. It was, you know, it was actually quite nice.
We could use some humidity right now, to be honest, because it is nasty dry here.
Is it nasty dry there?
Nasty dry. It's like skin chapped dry. Ooh. It's like you just want to run. You want to run Carmex all over your body for that tingly feeling.
For the tingly feeling? The tingly feeling of Carmex?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
So my day was very productive. I had a huge mess in the kitchen. I had like art supplies, Lego supplies, just like crammed on a desk, and I actually just cleared it all away. Got rid of a lot of shit. Cleaned house. I actually fixed my microphone situation, so we should have a droopy microphone or a swinging off in the distance microphone.
Nobody likes swinging off in the distance microphones.
And the chat room is open because I'm getting chatted.
Oh, are you being chatted? I'm really bad about being in the chat room, unfortunately. Our listeners must hate
today,
me because of that.
I felt bad because last week we had a chat. We had a chat guest, and we ignored that chat.
We did. I think the director of social media needs to be held accountable for that.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that's the fart king. I need to add his personality to our website. Which
www. Yeah, that's true. We need a picture for the fart king, though.
We need a picture.
We need to call on Anna. Okay. We need to call on Anna to see if she can get us the fart king.
That could be interesting. So, Anthony, what do you got for us in your green weed corner?
Well, let me finish that one off. And
okay. So, you know, the whole thing about keeping organized while Anthony is taking care of business over there is, you know, keeping up with it. And that's the hard part, especially because certain things just become routine and then you get lazy. And that's the lazy part that you just can't do that if you want to keep that area clean.
Lazy is bad. Lazy is bad. No, I agree. I agree completely. So. excuse me. Too much of that. All right. So, Jesus, criminy Christ.
Yes.
So anyway, so the first thing, Massachusetts is going to start selling recreational marijuana very, very soon. Very soon. Yes, according to The Hill. Massachusetts' first recreational marijuana stores were approved last Friday to begin selling to customers on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. So if you're in, if you are in Massachusetts and you are close to, let me see, I meant to put the two cities in here. I did not. Let me see. There are only two cities right now that have it.
Nope.
I don't want an ad. Go away, the Florida lottery. I don't care. Northampton and Leicester will begin selling on Tuesday. Wow. Tomorrow. So applicants underwent a thorough background checks, passed multiple inspections, and had their products tested. All to ensure public health and safety as the new industry gets up and running. Massachusetts will become the seventh state in the United States and the only state in the eastern U.S. to allow marijuana to be sold in a retail setting. So, wow. Yeah, and you know, I'm heading up to the Northeast this winter for the holidays. So I might have to swing by Massachusetts, and maybe we'll. I don't know how much I probably can't record much with the cell phone while I'm in there. So we'll just have to give kind of like an after the fact report on that one. So,
I can spell Massachusetts like the.
Yeah, I can. I still can. I still can. And I would like to kind of move towards that direction a little later in life. And yeah, I have to learn how to correctly spell the state. I just M-A, Massachusetts. Massachusetts. So let's talk about Vermont now. You know, Vermont, the home of
this one provoked outrage inside of me.
This one provoked outrage inside of me as well. So this one comes from Leafly. A Vermont panel plans to propose a 27% tax rate on marijuana sales in the great state of Vermont.
That's ridiculous.
The rate includes a 20% cannabis retail excise tax, 6% state sales tax, and a 1% local option tax. Officials say that prices for legal cannabis should be competitive with prices in the black market. No shit. Leaders plan to hold public feedback meetings before it submits its recommendations to the governor. So we'll see what happens with that one. So, and that was your weed corner. And
wait, before we go into my little talk corner, just got to ask though.
Yeah.
If you want prices, if you want to, well, if you want growth, you know, you charge a little less so that the black market isn't so appealing.
Yeah, no, you gotta price at or below the black market, because I mean, and that's kind of what it boils down to in a lot of ways. As I beat up my microphone, you know, if I can buy product from. Hi Joe, I see you're grabbing at the camera. If I can buy product A, you know, if I can buy it from, you know, dispensary A for $50 and black market A or black market B sells it to me for $40, you know, I'm gonna be more likely to be going with the cheaper one, because that adds up, you know.
Yep.
But
I totally agree.
Yeah. So.
Ooh, so we got a dictionary word.
We do have a word of the dictionary day today. Why don't we go ahead and do that?
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Did we ever learn what Chip Skipper and a biscuit is? I'm curious about that.
Well, it's going to be actually... Ooh, it's 7:11 p.m. It's going to be delicious biscuits that I'm having on Thanksgiving.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so just think of delicious biscuits. And today's... excuse me, folks. Today's word of the day is formulate. That is not a word that has been chosen in the past, so we can now enter it in all the places that count. Formulate means, not fornication, formulate is to state as a formula, to express in systematic terms or concepts, to prepare according to a formula. So that's what formulate is.
Yay!
Fornication sounds fun, too.
I agree.
And that is your dictionary word.
The dictionary word of the day with the hacking Chip Skipper on the other end. Chip Skipper and a biscuit. Chip Skipper hacks on a biscuit.
Yeah.
So
we didn't actually eat any biscuits. Well, no, I ate biscuits. Actually, that's incorrect. So next up, folks, we got Joe's vacay recap crap.
Joe's vacay recap crap.
So, wow, folks, I gotta say though, it was a very, very nice vacation. It was a very relaxing vacation.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, it was beautiful. I was able to expose myself to the database at all moments.
Yes, the database. Well, it's because you were on the same subnet as the database. So
yes.
you were right on the main network. You were on the main backbone where the database was. So,
yes, and I had multiple data access points, too.
Yes, there were a lot of data. Well, because you weren't behind a firewall anymore. So, you know, you had data access ports and points and points and ports up the bazinga.
But when we weren't connected to the database...
Which was very rare.
Right? Let's see, we did two diners, and we did a flea market, and then... The most of the time we did ordering in. Oh, and we did the Thai temple. Thai temple has got to be you know, that could very well be a major attraction for the Tampa Bay area.
It is a major attraction. But I mean, you can't really I guess you can't really profitize off of it or commercialize it too much, because it kind of takes away from, you know, what it actually is. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a monkery.
Ooh, the black bean market. Yeah.
Oh boy, that's one heck of a market right there.
I want to be a part of the coffee. You know what? Ooh, I want to invest in coffee beans.
The coffee bean market.
Well, you know, let's move on because we got the script.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and play? Why don't we go ahead and let Roger do his thing, and then we'll spin the wheel.
All right.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, November 19th, 2018, is National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day, National Play Monopoly Day. Well, let's let Anthony push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote spun. I quote-unquote think, no, I really do. Anyway, take it away, guys.
Thanks, Move Roger.
On. Yeah.
All right, you're going to give it a spin? All right, here you go. There you go. Oh, I think it's the original wheel. Oh, this is the long one. We're going to be waiting a while.
La, 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 la.
You know, I've been watching this Netflix thing called Toys That Made Us. It's actually quite entertaining.
Yeah, I remember you showing me one of those.
We just learned about He-Man. Oh, there goes the wheel. Okay. Okay. Well, let's click on the linky link. Let's click on the linky link. All right, here we go. All right. Now, I had to find the story on NBC News because I was unable to find it in any local Florida news outlet. And there's a good reason why. Yeah. U.S. District Judge Mark Walker was pretty harsh towards Florida during a hearing to extend the deadline to finish counting votes in Palm Beach County, saying the state is the, quote, laughing stock of the world because Florida can't seem to fix their voting system after several boondoggled elections. The judge pointed to the state's ongoing history of tight votes, starting with the election between George W. Bush and Al Gore, and noted that Palm Beach County wasn't proactive in preparing for another such recount. The deadline for counties to complete the machine recount was 3 p.m. last Thursday, which triggered a hand recount with a Sunday deadline for the completion. Walker ruled that the state's law on mail-in ballots places a substantial burden on voters, and he gave them until last Saturday to fix any signature errors that may have prevented the votes from being tallied. So, and I believe the process is all done. We've finally gone through with it, and it looks like it's what was initially thought in the beginning. So, I guess that's that. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyamba Radio from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill, and from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Ooh. Be sure to visit shyamba.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thanks, Betty. Don't forget, if you have a hot tip for the Shyamba Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. And, you know, I didn't include this in the weather, but I should. You know, my heart goes out to the folks out in California listening. If you're dealing with any of those wildfires going on right now, that shit's pretty serious.
I know, right? That's ridiculous.
Yep. So anyways, it's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast at 33 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is at 25, and the humidity is at 72%, giving us a wind chill of just 27 degrees. It was chilly out today.
Sounds like
it. Winds are out of the west at 7 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, no showers, mainly after midnight, low around 28, north-northwest winds 10 to 15. Chance of precipitation is 80%, total nighttime snow. Accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Tuesday, snow likely, mainly before 8 a.m. Mostly sunny, however, with a high near 83. While Anthony coughs out of control, the north-northwest winds will be 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming west-southwest in the afternoon. And Anthony, winds could gust as high as 20 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%, and new snow accumulation of less
than half an inch possible. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. West-southwest winds 10 to 15. Gusts as high as 20. Yay. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. West-northwest winds around 10 miles per hour becoming north-northeast in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 15. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for hopefully a new episode of Headphone Meditations with John DeBose.
Yeah, actually, he confirmed with me that he's doing
yes,
an episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So we will have a new episode of Headphone Meditations with John DeBose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, November 19th. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, for a complete broadcast schedule. And that's your Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
Well, if this damn country can get its act together, among so many other things going on. Anyway, get this, Anthony.
What?
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 What? Oh.
What?
Green Thumb Industries, and this is from Bloomberg, one of the most valuable U.S. pot companies, is betting big on Las Vegas. The Chicago-based company, which has more than a dozen weed dispensaries in 8 states, said it is acquiring Nevada marijuana stores and cultivation facilities in a deal valued at about $290 million. The acquisition of Integral Associates, about 80% of which is being paid in stock, gives Green Thumb a dispensary on the Las Vegas Strip, a high-profile location visited by millions of tourists each year. Nevada's population of around 3 million is relatively small, but with millions of tourists flocking to Las Vegas each year for gambling and entertainment, wink, wink, this market has become, yes, increasingly important for U.S. cannabis companies that are battling to get national recognition. Sales in the state, which allows recreational use, are expected to be as high as $615 million this year, according to Marijuana Business Daily,
wow,
publication. Having a business presence, we need to get a copy of that magazine.
I agree.
But anyways, Kovler's ancestors were early investors in a family-run distillery by James Beauregard Beam, and his great-grandfather Harry Blum helped turn Jim Beam into one of the most recognizable bourbon brands. Well, Kovler took Green Thumb public earlier this year through a reverse takeover in Canada. They're all coming from Canada. And the company sports a market valuation of about $1.79 billion, making it one of the most valuable U.S. companies in the industry. Green Thumb currently holds 60 licenses for dispensaries, including in Illinois, Massachusetts, and Maryland. Kovler, like others in the industry, were buoyed by the recent midterm elections, which saw voters in 3 states ease marijuana restrictions. And with the House of Representatives in the hands of Democrats, the industry is hopeful that the U.S. is closer to easing marijuana prohibition at the federal level, which has kept the banks and institutional investors largely on the sidelines. The dominoes continue to be set in the right direction, Kovler said.
Wow.
Yep.
So, the marijuana business daily is online.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so it's online?
It's online, just like everything else nowadays. So
we love online.
All right, let's move on.
Yes.
Not the eject button. There we go.
Or not the dump one. Sound.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, but wow, this story is about those pesky drones, because you know what, folks, they're getting sneakier and sneakier, and people are getting sneakier and sneakier, too.
Of course.
So check this out.
All right.
A group of
shocked
cyclists. they were shocked. They captured video of the moment a drone operator nearly pulled off a high-tech bike theft.
Oh, wow.
The video, recorded in Hestupes, Moveria, Czech Republic, shows a cyclist climbing a local landmark known as Lookout Tower.
The Russians did it.
Video, of a drone flying nearby. The cyclist starts scrambling down the tower when the drone lowers down to the ground and picks up
one of the bicycles. Can you believe that? A drone picks up a bicycle?
Interesting. Must have been a heavy-duty drone.
The drone starts to fly away with the bike, despite one of the cyclists trying to stop it by throwing his helmet at the device. The video ends with the cyclist chasing the drone on foot, and the filmer said the drone dropped the bike a few hundred feet away.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
I mean, if it can pick up a bike, it could pick up a small child or a small animal.
I think you'll get more sympathy from the animal people than the small child people.
The small child people?
Because nowadays it's like pets are like more important than human beings now, it seems like. So
yeah, and luckily none of my flights to or from Tampa Studios had any comfort
animals. There was no one had a comfort goat.
I saw comfort stuffed animals.
Well, that's different. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
Aw, this is cute.
Cute.
Maybe they sense mouse or food or something else. Who knows? Uh-oh, we have input-output error one moment, please.
We can't grab.
Oh, no.
I think things are just falling apart tonight.
No, we can make this happen. Okay. We can make this happen.
All right, let's do it. You got 3.5 minutes.
It may have been the seductive call of museum-grade air conditioning. It may, as the museum's curator suggests, have been a glimpse through the windows of friendly-looking black cats in a photo exhibition. It may have simply been their feline curiosity. Whatever the reason, in the summer of 2016, the security guards of the Onomichi City Museum of Art in Hiroshima, Japan, found themselves fending off an irrepressible visitor, a sleek black tomcat. Named Ken-chan by the museum staff, the cat has spent the last 2 years trying to sneak through the museum's glass doors. He's no closer to making it in, but he has brought in reinforcements. Now, as the Guardian reports, there are two cats trying to make their way into the Onimichi City Museum of Art. Ken-chan and his stately ginger friend, known as Go-chan! Ken-chan, Go-chan! The two male cats have made trying to visit the museum their principal pastime. Almost every day, they will hover by the automatic doors before being gently ushered out by a white-gloved security guard. And though they're no closer to making it in to see the art, and the cat-themed show that has long since moved on, they've now attained a certain amount of internet stardom. The museum regularly posts videos of the cats and their standoffs with the guards. Photographs by tourists and locals have traveled around the globe. The cats have even inspired a range of... Hello? Hi.
I said globe.
Oh, the cats have been inspired a range of merchandise for the museum through their newfound celebrity has made it hard to keep up with demand. Many of the museum's 45,000 Twitter followers are pushing for it to grant the cats admission. But quite aside from the no animals rule, Go-chan and Ken-chan may not simply be struggling to stump up the minimum $300 to 300 yen admission fee, which is $2.65. They have no real employment other than trying to sneak into the museum and being internet celebrities, which these days is enough. And they have no pockets in which to carry cash. They're cats. For now, their only option is criminality. Sneaking in or raiding the kitty. And that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
Look at that, Joe. And you did it. You did it.
I did.
Yes, we still have 42 seconds left.
We always have time, and it's great. I love it. I'm not.
Unfortunately, it does not look like we have anything for This Way Out, any copy. Uh-oh. So that, well, it is a holiday, and if I remember correctly, last year and in the previous years, yeah, they're probably busy cooking turkeys or something like that. So
I'm cooking a fresh turkey.
You are, good for you. I'm gonna throw some chicken breasts on the grill. That's all I'm going to do. So, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated on-air spelled with an E, hooligan, flooligan, chicken exploding experience? Ooh. Well, then visit Shyampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. We're right there. All right. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Who has more poor eye protection than Close-Up? Nobody.
Get Close-Up. When you're Close-Up, that one Close-Up sounds. Ooh. Whiter teeth and a fresh mouth.
Ooh. Yes, and that's the thing that you can do. Ooh. Do it for me.
And I'll do it for you.
Wonder. Get Close-Up. With fluoride.
Somewhere to go, catch a fare that's low. Catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Catch a money saver anywhere Greyhound goes for just $7 to $59 one way. $7 to $59. Some restrictions apply, so call or stop by for details.
Catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 1300 answering machine with one-touch playback of messages, call screening, and remote turn-on from any touch-tone phone for the great price of $58.88. That's only $58.88, a fantastic Sears price for a fantastic AT&T answering machine. So check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
You are tuned into Shyampa Weed Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really confused him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and cue Roger?
Yeah. Welcome back. Roger here.
Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul all night long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
Yes, thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
Oh! Wow.
Hello, everybody.
Ooh, there we go. Wrong one. Wrong cart. All right. Before we start our Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 74 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 74% and a heat index of doesn't show one. So I guess we're all right. The dew point is 65 degrees and the visibility is 10 miles. We're going to have some mild weather in front of us. Tonight, we're going to be partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 77. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 76. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And now it's time for your crazy Florida news. Ooh, I need to access the database first, though. I gotta close the weather window. I gotta do this. I gotta do things.
You've got to do things. Things are good.
All right. So, let's start with our first one. Yeah. The Miami Herald brings us our first Florida news story of the night, where even seniors are living the Florida lifestyle.
Ooh.
Barbara, a 73-year-old Polk County woman, went to the Complete Care Family Medicine Associates office in Fort Meade on November 5th. While in her doctor's office, she pulled three items from inside her green and orange-colored handbag. A small, clear plastic baggie containing a white, crystal-like substance. A small plastic container also containing a white crystal-like substance. And an empty prescription bottle with her name affixed via the prescription label.
Yeah.
She asked her doctor to test it because she was scared what smoking it was doing to her and wanted the doctor to check on her well-being. So 73-year-old grandma doing meth right now. There you go. There you go. The police were contacted, and mouse poop was discovered. Actually, according to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, Barbara's medication tested positive for methamphetamine. It was not clear where she had obtained the methamphetamine from or why she was apparently smoking it. According to the arrest report, they don't know how she got it. No, they don't know how she... That's what makes it a great Florida news story. They don't know how she got possession of the methamphetamine, and they don't know why she started smoking it.
She talked to somebody.
So, well, I'm sure she talked to someone about it, but, you know, it's like, what the fuck? She just started smoking meth, and nobody knows... We don't know why she just started smoking meth. 73-year-old woman just started smoking meth. According to the arrest report, she had been using the narcotic for about a month. Barbara was taken to Bartow Regional Medical Center for medical clearance before being booked into Polk County Jail on two counts of possession of methamphetamine and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia.
Ding-a-ling-a-ding-ding.
Poor granny. I mean, you know, she probably just has, like, hip pain. Or, you know, I have hip pain, and I'm not granny. You know, maybe my doctor will prescribe me some medical meth. That's the next thing now. Medical meth, right? There we go.
Jeez.
Or not, you know. But granny wanted medical meth.
No medical meth. That's
No, I agree. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
All right. Unfortunately, while you can stop medical meth from happening, you just can't fix stupid.
That's
and
right.
WFTS, ABC Action News, Tampa Bay brings us our next Florida news story of the night. Clade, a 41-year-old Florida man, was arrested when deputies said he tried to steal a truck with a teen in the back seat.
Oh, boy.
Yep, as Clade was walking through the jail parking lot following his release from jail from trying to steal the truck, he reportedly tried to get into a vehicle by walking around it and then pulling on the passenger door handle. Inside the vehicle was an off-duty deputy. Yeah, who happened to be at the jail to take a training class. When Clade pulled on the handle, the deputy stepped out of the vehicle, where she and another deputy detained him. Clade told deputies he saw a vehicle with the engine running and did not realize anyone was in it. He also told them that he thought the car was going to take him to his parents.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, deputies say he told them he suffers from bipolar disorder. He was arrested for attempted auto theft and returned to the jail. Not a very far walk. But, as expected, in true Florida fashion, Clade has already been released as part of the Florida's Catch and Release program. Yep, there you have it. So let's get into something a little more sexy. Yeah, this is a good one. God, I feel bad for the person that got stuck watching this security video. But again, unfortunately for Joe, it falls under the why not me.
Why not me?
Sometimes admitting you have a problem is the first step to recovery. And we found a naked Florida man who has at least made it that far. ClickOrlando.com brings us our final and naked Florida news story of the night. Police were called to the Palm Bay Water Treatment Plant around midnight last Monday after an employee saw a man masturbating and exposing himself to a security camera. Yep, that's what he did. Let's find a security camera and just start winking off in front of it. An officer saw Nicholas, 20, leaving the area in his vehicle as he was arriving to the scene to investigate. The officer pulled Nicholas over and questioned him about what he was doing in the area with mouse poop, to which Nicholas claimed that he had just turned down the road to turn around because he thought he had left his credit card at home, according to reports. When questioned further, Nicholas said that he was curious about masturbating in front of the camera and the water treatment plant with mouse poop, so he drove there, mooned the camera, and then, you know, punked the junk while wearing a hat and a napkin around his face, according to the reports. Nicholas said he did it because he is dumb. So there we have it. He was arrested on a charge of indecent exposure.
Oh, boy.
Yep. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of
That's
the
us.
Studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
And the winner is...
We have a winner.
I don't know, that's what the Plethora hashtag is.
Oh, yeah, they finally finished that stupid recount.
Oh, yeah.
The stupid recount is done.
All the same people that won the first time won the second time. So
yep. It's just the cycle continues.
Yep. Yes, it was a wonderful visit. I came back relaxed and feeling refreshed.
Very good.
Yes. It was great. You know, and it was worth it upgrading, too. I paid a little bit of money, but I got easy boarding and easy deboarding, so it was worth it.
Who did you fly with? Southwest,
right? I flew Southwest, yeah.
Well, good for you. I'm glad it was a good thing for you. And
Yeah.
And it was your birthday, too, the day you left the studios.
Yes, that is correct.
Sorry we didn't throw you a party or get you a big cake or anything, but I felt we ate enough over the weekend.
Oh, God, we had plenty. It was delicious, though.
Yes,
do you have any of that stuff left?
Oh, God, no. Everything is
all
gone.
Yeah, that's good.
All gone.
I haven't eaten that much yet. I've, as a matter of fact, I've actually made a point to not eat so much lately.
We're kind of going back and forth on it.
Yeah, yeah. But no, the Thai temple was quite a nice gift, too. There's good food there. Oh, that was delicious food.
Yeah, Thai temple is quite the experience. Something
yeah,
we always...
That satay was spot on.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, if you want to give us a call, 813-327-8566.
Like, chop on my Asian snack mix from Publix.
Your Asian snack mix. Yeah, I can now no longer eat anything. Otherwise, I will suffer heartburn activities that are not fun.
Oh, no.
Because I'm 45 now. Can you believe this?
You are 45, aren't you? Well,
yeah.
We don't want you getting heartburn.
I can apply for AARP membership in 10 years.
I think you... 50. Is it 50?
In 55.
Oh, it is still 55. See, I thought it was always 50. So there you go. You got 10 years. 10 years to look forward to that AARP membership. The commercials on the Game Show Network tells me that you can save money on concert, insurance, plane tickets, and other valuable things.
Yes, and I think AAA membership is included, too.
Oh, see, there you go.
And I'll probably be offered a special credit card.
Probably.
And maybe an annuity. And... Ooh! Ooh! We got a phone call!
Did you have a caller? Hold on, let me find the button here. All right, caller, you are on the air.
Hello, caller.
It's Ezel. Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
How you doing, Ezel?
Yeah, we're doing good, man. It's a game, you guys hanging out. I'm doing good.
That's nice.
Hanging out with the clay people.
Those clay people love them cement vibrators, right? I'm telling you, that feels good on
your back. Oh, man, the clay people love them cement vibrators, man. And they said to wish Joe a happy birthday, man.
Oh, that's nice.
They wanted to go to Florida and pay you a visit, man, for your birthday, you know.
they never did make it down here. Did you ever find out what happened to them?
Oh, man. Hey, I gotta say, you did pretty good on that airline. You didn't get any of them comfort dogs or anything like that.
Yeah, that was pretty fortunate.
Absolutely nothing. There was no comfort, nothing. There was only one child. And the child was loud outside before we got on the plane. But they must have slipped the child something because that child was quiet on the plane.
Yeah, they give it some Xanax, man. They give it a half.
There you go. There you go. Children and Xanax.
I heard on the news, man. I couldn't believe this story about a comfort. There was a flight. I forget if it was United or American. And I don't know if you saw this in the news releases. And the flight had a comfort dog on it. And what happened is, I guess the dog got a little upset with air turbulence. And the dog shit in the seat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I read about the dog that shit in the seat.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, and the bad part about it, the next passengers came in, and the poor guy sat down in it,
yep.
It was, that's bad enough, man. I mean, you know, that's pretty nasty. But then he complained to the stewardess, or the flight attendant, and they didn't do nothing about it. They gave him a couple of paper towels. He says, I want a new seat. They say, you ain't got no new seat. That fucking seat, you asshole.
You
got to
sit in the dog shit for the next 3.5 hours.
Well, you know, you're the idiot for sitting in the seat for not noticing the damn poop before you just sat in the fucking seat. Come on. Let's call it
man,
like it
I'm
is.
Done.
I would imagine they should look at the seats. when they don't they clean the aircraft?
They do.
They're supposed to. They always say they clean the aircraft when they bring it into the gate.
Well, you know what? They don't do shit no more. You know what? It's all about the bottom line, man. They don't do shit. They don't clean. They don't give you nothing. I know what you get on that Southwest airline, but you're lucky you get home alive. That's what I say, man. These airlines are crazy now.
I know, right?
Oh, I'll tell you something. I ain't flying no more.
Those new 737 MAX 8.
Yeah, we're going to buy a motorhome and just drive everywhere, man.
There we go.
Like, man, anyway, well, that's, you know, that's how it goes. But here's another little tidbit. The other day, I missed a show I like to watch. You ever watch that Curse Oak Island?
No. What was the show again?
It's an island that's out in Nova Scotia, okay? And about 300 years ago or 200 years ago, they suspected Knights Templar buried some big treasures on the island. So these two millionaires have been digging up the island for like 3 or 4 years.
I see.
You know, they've been looking. So, but anyway, the thing about it is the claim people, I missed the show and they wanted to watch the show. So we put it on demand. You know, we got it on demand. Well, it was a 2-hour show. And we got it on demand, so it. But the thing is that pissed us off, and thank God we could fast forward. Out of 2 hours, there was 45 minutes.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Commercial.
Oh, yeah, that's why I got rid of cable. I said, fuck cable. Too many commercials.
Fucking cable's out of its mind.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, 45 minutes of commercials in a 2-hour show, that's not surprising.
Unbelievable. That looked like people were pissed off, man. But the only thing that saved us was we were able to fast forward to the commercials.
Well, there you
because,
go.
You know, now what they do is they don't let you fast forward. You have to even watch repeat. You got to watch the commercials, too.
That's true. Crazy. That's true. They make you watch the commercials.
Man, I'm telling you. But anyway, I'm glad that you guys got it all together, man. And we're, you know, we're progressing here with... You know, I gotta get into that marijuana business, man. That's
you do. You gotta, Ezel, you gotta go get a card somewhere. Wherever you live, you gotta go get yourself a card.
Okay, man, I wanna grow this shit, man. I got a couple acres here I got set aside, man. I'm gonna grow this shit. Fuck that card shit, man.
Well, you gotta. Well, no, that's true. Can you grow your own in Illinois? Can you? Joe.
I don't know, but you know what? The first thing on the agenda, this new governor, he's going to make it legal, recreational. He said it.
I think I talked about that last week. He had, they were going to try to fast track it.
We can get medical marijuana card.
But the question. But can you grow? Can you grow marijuana?
No.
We're
no.
going to business, man.
Okay. Well.
We're going to call him. We're going to get Joe out of Chicago. We're going to get him over here with his pump mobile. And he can be the head of operations. We'll make him head of operations there at the Armpit, Illinois. He's on his plantation, man.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go. Joe, you can be the weed farmer.
With the bee, I can be a bee farmer.
We'll be like the Trailer Park Boys, man. We'll grow some good shit, man.
There you go.
Love it. Boys, I gotta go. Love it. Goddamn plate beer. Giving me the evil snake. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Ezel. You take it easy.
All right, Ezel.
All right.
Thanks
stay
for calling.
Cool, man. Stay cool. Stay cool.
You too, Ezel. Right. You too.
You too. All right. That was fun. It's always a pleasure to talk to Ezel.
Yeah, and if you want to call in, you got a minute and a half. 813, what is our number? 327-8566.
Yes. Yes. And is that an actual local number to the Chiampa broadcast studios?
It's a Tampa local number.
Oh, okay. Good.
But it's...
Because these days, you can get a number anywhere.
You can get a number anywhere.
Yep.
That happens sometimes.
A vanity number.
Yeah. You know, I should look for a number with weed in it.
That would be fun.
That would be 9-3-3-3. Something, something, 9-3-3-3. 9-9-3-3. Yeah, 9-3-3-3.
9-9-9.
No, 9-3-3-3.
No, but I'm saying it would be like 1-800-999-93333.
This is true. It'll probably be some random prefix if we can even find it. Something with 9333 on it. I must search. I must search and look.
Search and look.
Search and look.
Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed our show tonight. We're going to wrap up soon.
Look at this. We've done another show. How about that?
Yeah. And it's like crazy that it's been a week since I've been in the studios with you.
Right? It feels like...
Oh.
It feels like a while.
We did a really cool Cooking with Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
With Anthony.
Cooking with Anthony with Anthony. It was a special show. Joe recorded while he was here. So he mastered it, and we're gonna run a special with it.
Yeah,
check out the Facebook page. We'll post it, and we'll run it at a special time.
Yes,
maybe Friday when we do our recast.
Yay!
And looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and it sounds like the toilet in the staff bathroom just keeps on flushing. Yeah. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight here on the Shiampa Radio. Remember, all times are Eastern. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. And I'll fix what I created before. Sorry, folks. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, folks, we are Shiampa Radio. Remember, all times are Eastern.
Eastern. You can make your morning commute more commutable, whether it be Eastern, Central, Mountain, or Pacific.
Pacific.
Although you don't get much time if you're Pacific, but we give you a little bit of time Pacific time zone, so don't bitch about it. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net. We are trying to search and destroy out the Nerdist, combined with a sassy attitude, because the Nerdist... There's always one, apparently, that Betty just, like, has an infatuation with. There's always one program.
Randomizes another one in there.
And it just will keep pooling. It will find it. It will find it randomized in the deck and ignore rules and playlist rules and everything and just play the fucking thing. I mean, what the... If she could, she would play the Nerdist for every episode of Weekday Rush Hour, I think. Anyway, so she's got an attitude. Make your coffee percolate and catch up on the Nerdist. Then on your drive home, you can catch traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Remember. Your step. This season, there's moose poop everywhere. And that means I'm in programming Technique Audio Heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shiampa Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Shiampa Radio. Visit shiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more.
Yes.
Boy. Adventure time allowed. So, cooking with Anthony, though, was fun, and I'm going to get my blue apron next week.
Okay, I hope that works out well for you. I'm interested in hearing how that goes.
I've got the kitchen pretty much set up.
Kitchen
is
prepped.
My utensils are ready to go.
Fantastic.
I just need Tupperwares.
There you go.
I need Tupperwares.
Tupperwares. Tupperwares do well for that type of thing.
Yes.
But you can probably buy the you can buy the Glad ones at Jewel's.
They're a little cheaper, right?
Or you. I don't know if you get plastic takeaway containers. That's what I like to use sometimes, too. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at shiampa.info. Remember, folks, don't smoke meth with your doctor after masturbating in front of a security camera after your cats are arrested twice in one day because you suck at stealing cars from a pop museum and you're 73 years old. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a rerun of This Way Out with an eye for intersex.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Yeah. Yep, that's
Eagle,
it.
Eagle. That is.
Bye.
Ooh.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.